This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Over the weekend, a bloody brawl broke out inside of Bobby Christina's hospital room. Bobby Brown's cousin called Bobby Brown's sister a crackhead, and she smashed a bottle over his head, leaving him a bloody mess. And we know for sure that bottle she grabbed was empty, because in the Brown family, they may argue and they may fight, but they do not waste liquor. Police have released the results of Bruce Jenner's blood test, taken after the car crash he was in that took the life of a woman over the weekend. And no, Bruce Jenner was not drunk or high, but he is pregnant. Brian Williams has taken himself off the air for a week as the investigation continues into his embellishments, exaggerations, and big-ass lies. Brian was not in that helicopter in Iraq, and there are questions about his Katrina stories. And now NBC is starting to doubt Brian Williams' claim that he was actually inside of the Batmobile the night Batman captured the Joker and Two-Face. A big fine has been handed down to Chris Paul. No, not me, Chris Paul. The other, far less handsome, far less successful Chris Paul that plays in the NBA. He got a $25,000 fine for criticizing a female referee. And the fact that he's shocked by that fine just shows his youth. Because all us older dudes already know that anytime you criticize a woman, oh, you're gonna pay for it. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.